Good morning, everyone. Welcome to CarCast again. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Telecast. See, I'm not going to edit it, so you're going to hear me say welcome twice, three times now. I'm in the car because my wife's not feeling very well, so I'm doing the school run, which means taking both the children to school, which is a bit of a pain because they go to school in opposite directions. But it reminded me of something that I mentioned in the last telecast, where I said the stupid games that we play, sorry about the squeaking, that's my foot on the pedal, the games we play in the car. And I was further reminded of this when I do the school run, because there are stupid things we do in the car on the school run. So any parent of small children will probably tell you, children in cars, they need to be kept entertained while you're driving. And as an aside, apparently children in the back seat are one of the main causes of accidents for parents who get distracted by the children and have to reach back in the car and pick up a toy off the floor, or, you know, get distracted when little Johnny or Jane starts crying in the back and, you know, you're trying to concentrate on the road and all that. Apparently that is a cause of accidents. So it's always good to have the kids entertained. I think that's one of the reasons why people quite like having those displays in the back of car headrests, or, you know, giving them mobile phones to play with, the Game Boys or whatever, back in my day, to keep them entertained, because kids just get bored and, you know, "Mum, are we there yet?" and so on and so on and so on. So we used to try and keep the kids entertained. You know, we'd have music on in the car, we'd try and play games, whether it was the usual, like I spy with my beady eye, and you know, trying to I spy things. And the first way of categorizing the things were, are they inside the car or outside the car? And then it's like, oh, it's Mum's handbag, or it's Dad's coat, or whatever, or it's a tree, or clouds, or whatever. So those are their usual staples, you know, playing I spy. And also word games. We used to like playing the word association game, where one person in the car thinks of a word, and then the next person has to come up with a word that's related to that. Weirdly, they almost always come back to computers, and then Minecraft, and then grass, and punching trees and zombies and stuff these days. But yeah, those are good fun, and they also exercise the brain and keep people thinking and, you know, distracted from the duration of the journey and all that kind of stuff. But there's a couple of other games we play. One is the yellow car game. So whenever you spot a yellow car, you get a point. And the rules of that game have evolved over the years. So initially it was just, if you spot a yellow car, you get a point. And then we added additional rules for, like, pink cars, which they're quite rare, rarer than yellow cars, and so you would get more points for a pink car. And then it was, what if you see a yellow Citroen 2CV? You get even more points because they're super rare. And so on and so on. And it was quite good fun. And there are some yellow cars that on the routes that we take regularly where we know where they are. So sometimes the kids would try and distract each other, so they, like, weren't thinking about this yellow car that they knew was in a particular driveway on the way to school. Even to the point where sometimes as I'm turning into a road, I'll put my arm out and block my child's vision so they can't look for the car, because one of the key rules of the yellow car game is you have to actually see the car. You can't just claim yellow car because you know there is one. You have to actually see it. And then you get into the discussions about, well, there's no way you would have seen that. There was a bush in the way, and arguments ensue. So that's always a good fun game. And related to that, there's another one, which is the fish game. You may have seen on the back of many cars, there's a Christian, it's a very simple fish symbol that people sometimes have on the back of their car. And so If you're ever in a car with me and the kids, often you'll just hear someone shout out "fish" at the top of their voice and start pointing, which is also good fun. And so that's, you know, you get a point for that as well. And then beyond that, we have these, I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone plays yellow car game and yellow and fish game. I'm sure everyone plays those. You tell me, do you play those games? But then there's the other ones, trying to motivate your children to put their seatbelt on for safety's sake. We added a game which was, we would race to see who could get their seatbelt on first, which is great. You know, it's a ploy to get the children to be safe in the car. And so it would get to the point where we would run to the car across a car park or run out of the house in order to get in the car first so you can get the seatbelt on. Because my daughter is very good at trying to prevent you getting your seatbelt on so that she gets it first. So we'll run out of the house, I'll unlock the car, and because it's central locking, we can both get in. She gets in and then immediately starts putting her seatbelt on. And if I start putting mine on, being that I'm in the UK, my car is a right-hand drive, so she's got her dominant right hand free while she's putting the seatbelt on with her left hand. And so she uses her right hand to basically grab hold of my arm or grab hold of my seatbelt, preventing me from putting my seatbelt on. This is a jolly fun game. I get to the point where we're almost fighting in the front of the car. Well, we are fighting over seatbelts. And it must look really weird to people who are watching us, because there's a man and his grown man and his daughter having a fight in the front of the car. It's a, you know, friendly fight, and we're just like, you know, grabbing hold of each other's seatbelts, and every so often we'll tickle each other or poke each other in the side in order to make them let go. But we've been known to sit there for a good few minutes fighting over getting our seatbelts on. It's very stupid, I know, but we do it. Yes. And the other one is related to that. When we go to the local shop, we do the usual, you know, first one in the shop, you know, wins. But it's always spun as last one in the shop smells of poo. And you know, Sophie's 16 now. We still do this. And I'm 47. I should know better. But yes, last one in the shop smells of poo, which means leaping out the car, running to the shop and ensuring you get in the shop before the other person. And there are other shoppers to contend with, and they're wondering what the hell's going on. Why are these two people like barging past each other to get into the shop? Yeah, a bit weird. There are tactics that I sometimes use in order to slow Sophie down in that particular game. Like, since the law changed in the UK and plastic bags now cost 5p, people are more likely to carry reusable bag for life kind of things to the shops. And I'm the same, I've got a couple of them in my car. But sometimes I forget to put one in the car, and so I will delay Sophie as we're at the door leaving the house and say, oh, can you get a bag? And then I'll run to the car. And sometimes I'll be really sneaky and I'll hit the central locking, and as I'm climbing in the car, I'll press the lock button so she can't even get in the car. Then I'll put my seatbelt on, then I'll unlock the car. Even to the point where I'll do that while it's raining. Yeah. This all probably sounds very weird, I imagine, but it does make for entertaining journeys in the car, that's for sure. And it's really only myself and Sophie that partake in these stupid games. Although the running, you know, first one in the house, you know, is the best, last one smells of poo, happens a lot, and we all get involved in that one. And weirdly, it's now got to the point where when the last person comes in the house, the rest of the family start making gagging noises as if they really smell of poo. It's very childish and silly, but I absolutely love it. So yeah, what games do you play in the car with your friends or family? Oh, obviously there's the one that I forgot, which is shotgun. Standard rules of shotgun, obviously, which is, if you want to be the passenger in the passenger seat of the car, you have to call shotgun, but you have to be able to see the car and you have to be the first one to call shotgun in order to be able to sit in the passenger seat. That was always one that, as teenagers, when we first started driving, was very popular. And I taught the kids, and now they do it. So yeah, when we left this morning, Sophie stepped out of the house, saw the car, immediately called shotgun, so she gets the front seat. Sam has to sit in the back. Those are the rules of shotgun. I don't make them up. They've been in place for many years. Anyway, I've finished doing the school run now, heading home, and I hope you all have a lovely Friday and a good weekend. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.